next time, and I know it's going to be 4 years from now, you need to tie in Strawberry Day with the primary and have have your strawberries at every polling location and everything else like that. What a great cause. I know the state will frown on that, but you could be like 17 and a half feet away or whatever the manual says and just have your setup there ready to go.
That would work beautifully, wouldn't it? That would be so.
It's a built-in crowd, but you usually don't have to worry about too many crowds. But Strawberry, what is it called? What's the official title here? I go every year. I shovel my face in with the strawberry shortcake. It's a strawberry shortcake festival, right?
Yes, it is. That's exactly right. And it's the 30th year that the ladies have put this together. Just amazing. Yeah, incredible.
And coming up, that's this Thursday.
This Thursday. Yep, 10:30 to 2:30 on the Courthouse Square. One of those iconic events in Bloomington that people love to come out to and enjoy and welcome spring. So it's
Jeff, can I get orders to go again?
Yeah, that is the hit. Tomorrow is that big day. Wednesday is the day that they deliver all of the pre-sale kits.
Oh, man.
And that has actually dwarfed the day of sales at this particular point, if you can believe that. So they've put together quite a... Quite a way to connect people to that. So if you can't come out on Thursday, you can go ahead and do a pre-sale kit, but I don't think you're going to be able to do that at this point, the late stage of the game. But next year, mark your calendar.
You better know somebody who's already got one lined up. Now,
the
forecast for Thursday isn't one of my best. I know the last 3 or 4 or 5 years have been outstanding. 63, a mix of clouds and sunshine in the morning. The event starts at 10:30, so that qualifies. With a few showers in the afternoon. Chance of rain is only 30%, so that's not terrible. Just not the warmth we've seen, which you know what that means? I don't have to hurry.
My
shortcake is not going to melt. The the whipped cream is not going to melt. The ice cream is not going to fall
apart.
When's
it over?
Whenever Jeff decides it is.
Oh, okay.
No. This is all about the ladies' auxiliary. This is one of those great days. I get to come and just enjoy and shake hands and thank folks for coming. You can, with the temperature being what it is, you can linger and enjoy a conversation with all the folks that are going to be attending.
That's right. Bring a blanket, hang out, make an afternoon of it. It's fun to watch time go by when you've got a strawberry shortcake sitting in your lap. So that's the 30th anniversary of the Strawberry Shortcake Festival coming up Thursday, 10:30 to 2:30 on the square in downtown Bloomington. Also, I have my little card right in front of me here. I look at it every day. It is Lemonade Day, and that's going to be here before we know it as well, Jeff.
That's right. May 21st, big day. As of yesterday, we had 541 kids registered. Yeah. So
where are you going to put them all?
Well, wait till you see on that day. It's going to be, you can't miss the fact that it's Bloomington Lemonade Day on May 21st. There are going to be kids everywhere selling their lemonade. So, just all I'm asking is that if you're a local resident and you see a kid, support that young person, that young business person, and pull over that car and make that purchase to let them know that you support their efforts at developing their business.
And with that many kids, there will be multiple opportunities on all parts of any side of town, in the county, and everywhere. How far does this stretch, Jeff?
Oh, everywhere. Yeah, we've got kids. You'll see kids in Unionville. You'll see kids in Ellettsville. They'll be south, in Harrodsburg. I mean, it's really phenomenal how many that we've gotten to get excited about this at this particular point. So very excited to have them roll those out on May 21st.
So could a kid my age do this? Or is it really kids?
Yes,
well,
you could.
I'll tell you, when we start talking about this program to parents and let them know that it's not entirely uncommon for a kid to go out and have a gross number of somewhere around $600 to $700, they raise their eyebrows and get excited about doing it themselves. So, it's an amazing program if you follow it step for step.
Or if you have a relative or a neighbor or someone who's close to you and you want to help them out, it's not too late to get involved, is it, Jeff? Don't let that number of 500 people deter you. There's plenty of room for everybody.
Absolutely. Yeah, it's all about location, and sure, we've got a lot of kids involved, but there's a lot of great locations in this county to be setting up in. So, yeah, you can still get registered and start your plan.
And remember, how much does this cost?
$0. So it's all underwritten. by a whole host of wonderful sponsors, all led off by Cook Medical. So we can't thank them enough for being our lead sponsor in the process.
I have no idea how to build a lemonade stand. I'm probably not going to get involved.
Well, hey, it's easy. It's a curriculum. We hand you the curriculum guide. You get a T-shirt, you get a backpack, and you get the curriculum guide that takes you step by step to develop that very detailed business plan, including how to build a lemonade stand. So it's an instruction manual.
It's foolproof.
You know what this reminds me of, Jeff, is the old soapbox derby where Dad and the kid worked on that car to get it going and get this thing together and get some real family time in on these things.
Oh my gosh, yes. I mean, if I know, at least I can speak to my younger days when my dad would take me to the garage and show me all the hand tools and the power tools.
Right.
And
what was interesting, my dad took me to the garage once, Jeff, and said, "See all that? It's never been touched.
Don't touch it.
Don't let it call somebody who's smarter and better than you at all of this."
I thought you were going to tell me about how he took you back to the shed in the backyard.
Yeah. That happened a couple times. That's too. Right. Yeah. Absolutely.
Yep. Right. Time for a little discipline. So
everybody needs a little discipline, and this teaches kids discipline of getting things done on time. It teaches kids as well to give back to their communities from those people that have helped them, and it teaches those kids to put a couple bucks in their pocket, so you kind of check all three boxes there.
Yeah, so an important part of the program is to encourage kids to save a little, share a little, and spend a little. Last year we had 67% of our kids opened a savings account for the first time.
Wow.
I think the order of how you mentioned that is very important. It didn't start with spend a little. It started with share a little, and then save a little, and then spend a little. So there is a process to this that teaches a lesson, and I think that's very important moving forward.
That's right. And, you know, last year, over $12,000 was put back into the community by our Lemonade Day kids. In donations to local nonprofits.
And local dentists also had an uptick in business too, which was interesting. So that always helps us. How are they not your core sponsor there? Is
they
there a Bloomington Dental
all
Group?
All of them.
You can double hit them. You can get them on the strawberry shortcake and the lemonade day and make it.
I'm making notes right now. That's a great idea.
Jeff, have you checked out the strawberry crop to make sure that we have the proper size and consistency and everything?
Jeff, no one cares about strawberries. Is the ice cream cold? You have the ice cream. Let's get down
cold,
to the important things.
Cold. Yes, and a shout out to Brewster's as well. They have supported this, you know, all the years I've been with the club. Brewster's has been a great supporter, and so the quality of the ice cream is very high, and great to have them on board as well.
Now I'm hungry.
There you go. Ready to go.
Now we've
Thursday, 10:30.
Thursday at 10:30, Bloomington Lemonade Day. You have plenty of time to get involved with. It says May 21st. That's the display day where everybody opens their stands for business. This is a project that does not take 16 weeks to put together. This is not a semester-long project. This is a weekender. So if you get in at the last minute, you're okay, right?
No doubt about it. And also, you know, you can kill two birds with one stone on Thursday. We will be there with the lemonade stand, registering kids at the strawberry festival.
Oh wow!
So if you're excited, you can come and get a dessert and register.
Yeah, and see what it entails, and you'll be pleasantly surprised on how undifficult it is. That's not even a word, but I've just made it up. The spring fling is coming up. That is the same day as Lemonade Day. My goodness, we're gonna be tired on May 22nd. What is the spring fling? Is this new?
This is it's a new version.
Okay.
Something. So if you were a wine festival fan, and that's been going on for quite some time now, Big Red puts on a great event for us at the convention center. It was formerly known as the Wine Fest, is now going to be the Spring Fling, and it will also include beer. So if the Wine Fest wasn't quite your ticket, they're going to add beer to that. There'll be the tickets are $30 a piece, general admission, which is a bargain for all the variety that you'll get to enjoy. And then there's also a $50 VIP ticket that gets you into some of the higher end wines in particular with the event.
Where is this, Jeff?
All at the convention center, and tickets can be purchased at your Big Red outlets, and you can go to our website at bgcbloomington.org. Banner across the top, you'll see those scroll across. Click on the Spring Fling, and you can go right to Big Red's website to make that purchase.
So a very, very busy month of May that we just started on Sunday. We've got the 30th anniversary of the Shortcake Festival, Lemonade Day, and then the Spring Fling all coming up in the next 3 weeks. Good gracious.
Yep, indeed. Busy, busy times, my friend.
And all the information,
all
the information can be found again at the website, bgcbloomington.org. Give us a phone number, too, if they'd like to call you and get some more details.
Absolutely. So 812-332-5311.
Thanks for your time, my friend. We appreciate it. And we will see you on Thursday. Save me a spoon.
You got it. I'll be ready for you.
No, you won't be.
Yes,
you'll
I
be
will.
So busy you won't know what's going on.
I'll be ready for you.
All right. We will be there, and I will be wearing my elastic band pants just in case. All right. Thanks,
Jeff.
You
can get in line twice.
Don't, Jeff, don't rat me out on the radio. It sounds bad enough as it is. Thanks, pal. Appreciate
it. Have a great day.
Jeff Baldwin, the executive director of the Boys and Girls Clubs here in Bloomington. That's a busy 3 weeks. My goodness.
Yeah,
so it's fun. If you haven't been to any of these events, if you're new to town, if you're going to try them out, please do. It's a great event. Sorry
about
the weather, though.
That's what it's all about.
The last 3 years, I've gotten sunburned and melted ice cream, and then one of my, I think Mikey stepped in the strawberry shortcake last year, so I was forced to buy another one.
Oh, geez.
Well, you pick out the grass, you look like a savage down there. So just go buy another one. The money goes to charity. It goes to a good cause.
Tell them it's dental floss.
Well, that's, green dental floss, that's not happening at all. So that's Thursday, this Thursday, 2 days from now, 10:30 to 2:30 on the square in downtown Bloomington. It's a great way, if you're already downtown working or whatever, pop out and help out. And it is tasty. That's the good news as well. BGCBloomington.org has you covered.